Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
With us right here in this slot. If you have any questions, you can post them right there on Twitter. We'll pass them along. Kevin, good morning to you. And anything on the football front that you need to get out in front of?
Couple things. And I apologize for being out last week. Did not have a voice. My wife, Rhonda, thoroughly enjoyed my couple of days of not being able to talk. That was a nice break for her, she said. Couple of things. I know I had some people message me while I was out sick, and I apologize if I wasn't able to get back to you, talking about Eli Ricks, what would happen with Eli Ricks with the DUI. His cardiovascular system will be much improved. The worst thing about that is when that happens, Bill, you get to run the stairs early in the morning, but what really sucks is at the break of dawn, your position coach has to join you.
Oh.
So that means he and Travaris Robinson will have some early mornings when he reports back. And that isn't good to drag your position coach out bright and early in the morning to watch you run stairs because you did something stupid, Bill. That's the part of that I would hate the most. And I'm not trying to be soft on domestic violence. I have no tolerance for that at all. But all I'm going to say on this Jerry Jeudy thing is something's rotten in Denmark, Bill. I think we just need to let this one play out. I wouldn't throw stones at Jerry Jeudy just yet.
Yeah, I already had a question. Will down in Athens, Alabama, big Alabama fan, said, Bill, what is it with these receivers? And I don't have a good answer. I mean, the publicity obviously isn't good, but I really couldn't tell you why. I mean, I don't think there were any problems when they were at Alabama, as far as I know.
No, and like I said, I'm just going to be interested to see how this one plays out. I don't think this one passes the smell test.
Not that Alabama has a problem at quarterback, they don't, but as far as recruiting, you're always looking at the next quarterback, and I think we know the names, at least for now, unless something changes. Is there anything new there?
No, not really. I mean, there's a couple of other quarterbacks that are going to come in June. You know, June's the camp season, and Alabama's already lined up a lot, as all the other elite schools have lined up a lot of elite talent to come in and visit during their camp sessions. But I still think it's a Holstein-Manning situation for Alabama. I would be very shocked if one of those two does not join this class for Alabama.
Kevin Hagan talking Alabama football with us every Friday right here on the show. I was talking to a guy the other day, Alabama fan. We were just looking at the roster, talking about the roster and stuff, and he was asking questions. On the interior of the defensive line, we know Alabama's good. Is there an elite player there?
I think there's a potential elite player in Jaheim Otis, the true freshman who has come in. I'm not saying he's going to be elite from day one. We've talked about the fact that the young man's already dropped 46 pounds in his first semester on campus, and I'm told that he's very athletic, a great attitude, was very disruptive. So I'm anxious to see him moving forward. You know, we've always thought five-star Tim Smith was going to be a superstar. He has great moments, and then he has moments that he takes off. There were, once again, signs that Tim had kind of taken a step forward at the end of spring practice. Hopefully, you know, he'll have a really good season to get ready to prepare himself for the NFL draft. Tim Keenan is a potential really talented player on the inside for Alabama. But, you know, as of right now, there's not a guy that you sit there and you look at and you say, well, you know, he's a slam dunk NFL first round draft pick at the interior for Alabama on the defense. Excuse me, Bill.
Good question from L-Dog here. Now, it's about Jordan Addison. He was at Texas, just visited Texas, and apparently he's heading to Southern Cal this weekend. L-Dog, who is in the Suwanee, Georgia area, says, is there anything new on Jordan Addison, and is he talking with Alabama? Is there anything planned with Alabama?
Well, that's a great question by my friend L-Dog. A lot of Alabama fans have been very excited to hear that when he was previous to his trip to Austin, Texas, Jordan Addison has been working out one-on-one with Bryce Young, who's back home in California during his three-week, quote-unquote, summer vacation that the Alabama players are on until Memorial Day weekend. That's not unusual for elite players to hook up with each other and work out together. But, you know, excited Alabama fans, you know, that the thought of Bryce Young would be in his ear. And Bryce Young's a phenomenal recruiter for Alabama. All I've been told is in regards to Jordan Addison in Alabama is the longer it goes, the longer he doesn't commit, the better it is for Alabama. So let's just let it play out.
Yeah, and Southern Cal this weekend, of course, you got Caleb Williams there. You have Mario Williams transfers up there. And even though they don't have a collective, they've got money. I'm sure they can get him name, image, likeness money. Obviously, Texas has money. But if you do get to the point where, Kevin, he visits Alabama, let's just say he does, and he's not committed, you're right. That would probably be formidable for them. You would think they'd have a pretty good shot under those circumstances.
Yeah, and let's be honest, if Jordan Addison ends up transferring to Alabama, heads will explode across the nation. Here's going to be Alabama's selling point, okay? You know, Southern Cal and Alabama with their high tide traditions. I mean, it's not like that we have, you know, minimum wage NIL offers. But here's what Alabama's offer is going to be to Jordan Addison. It's not going to be so much the NIL money. It's going to be the opportunity to come in, play a full season with Bryce Young throwing him the football, with all the other talented weapons Alabama has, with the power and influence of Nick Saban, with an Alabama team that we think has the potential to be an elite team, maybe even historic team, and that could parlay into Jordan Addison getting a much higher draft pick in the upcoming NFL draft, which would translate into actually more money on a long-term basis than he would get from a, quote-unquote, one-year short-term NIL deal. That will be Alabama's selling point to Jordan Addison.
At that age, and he's a couple of years in now, but at that age, you just wonder if they could see the vision. You have to sell them on the vision, I guess, right?
You just wonder. But, I mean, you know, hopefully he enjoyed a week of having an elite quarterback, you know, throwing the football. And, you know, Bryce will be pointing out, you know, we can do this all fall if you'd like to. So we'll just see. My comment to Alabama fans again is let's just let this play out, and we got our best recruiter on him in Bryce Young. Bryce is a very he's a classy young man. He's a down to earth young man, strong Christian. Bryce is an elite recruiter. Let's just give Bryce a chance here.
The Heisman Trophy quarterback is recruiting him. That's pretty strong.
Pretty strong. And coming back, you know, so he's going to get to do another year potentially with this Heisman quarterback. You know, it was originally a slam dunk to Southern Cal, and he still may end up there. And, you know, his former coaches at Texas, and you know he may end up in Austin. But let's just see how it plays out.
Tom in Myrtle Beach earlier. Which UT will give Alabama the most trouble this year?
Yeah, great to hear from him this morning in the great state of South Carolina, which it sounds like is where we're going to end up retiring here maybe soon in Charleston with my son Josh. Of those two, and I'm not going to be rude, I don't think either one of them are going to have Alabama sweating in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, but of those two, I would say the trip to Knoxville will be a little more stressful than the trip to Austin, Texas, which I call the open bar So I actually think that Texas game, Bill, could get really, really ugly. Well, let me pump the brakes. Potentially, on paper, the Texas game could get real ugly. It will not get real ugly from the simple fact that Nick Saban will not run the score up on Steve Sarkisian. He will not do that to his former buddy. But if Alabama just threw the cards on the table and let it all rip on September the 10th, Bill, I think Alabama would absolutely blow Texas out of their own stadium.
I've speculated on this a lot. Once we get into the year and Texas starts acting like Texas does at least the last 10 to 15 years, meaning very disappointing outcomes, uncertainty, all of that. Have the Mannings already vetted that, you think? I mean, the Mannings are very smart people, so I'm trying to be realistic here. They know what Texas has been like, but are they ready for this if it indeed happens again as they consider Texas?
Yeah, I'm a terrible person to ask about that because I'm not incredibly tied into the Mannings. I'll just say this. I mean, got a lot of former Alabama people that are a part of the Texas program now, so I get a lot of good feedback from Texas. I don't pretend to be an expert, but if half the things I'm hearing are actually happening in Austin, Bill, it's one flew over the cuckoo's nest. And if that were my son, that is not a situation that I'd want to sign up to be a part of. I mean, there's always that appeal of, quote, Texas's name, but then I can make an argument for you that, you know, Texas has a great name, but their trophy case isn't what you really think it would be for the name of Texas football. But there's a lot of things going on in Austin right now, which to me would not be very appealing for me to want to sign on the dotted line. But that's just me personally.
Got maybe a minute here. Mike says, ask Kevin, can Alabama softball win a championship?
This year?
No. I think so.
You have to score runs.
Yeah, I know. They're not hitting, are they?
No. I mean, you can have Montana Fouts be an elite pitcher all day long, but at some point somebody's got to score a run to win a softball game. Gun to my head. I mean, I don't follow softball like I do, college baseball. I'm going to always pick Oklahoma every year when the softball national championship.
Right. That's a good one.
That's a bold pick, isn't it, Bill, going out on a limb.
Okay, can Tony Vols win a championship?
He can. But it's very hard. I will agree with the statement you made a few minutes ago that it may be harder to win the College World Series than it is the NCAA football national championship just because there's more gained. Last year, I was already given Arkansas the national championship for baseball, and they didn't end up winning it. I'm not picking on Arkansas, whatever. Getting to Omaha is hard. Getting out of Omaha is harder.
Kevin, good to have you back, sir. Have a good weekend. Appreciate you.
Have a great day. Roll Tide.
There he is. Kevin Hagin joins us every Friday. Yeah, Kevin Hagin up in Lexington, KY. Brad with us, hour number 3, 615-844-5600, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Looks like a crash just happened westbound on Briley Parkway at Brick Church Pike. TDOT's got them pulled over to the side. It's a little bit sluggish on 65 southbound there at Trinity Lane. Watching traffic really pick up the last few minutes on 24 westbound, coming in from Rutherford County, making your way into Davidson County. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, it's home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out today at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drduanejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
You may think every weather app is the same, until you see WeatherBug over-deliver on so many layers. With more free map layers than any other weather app, WeatherBug warns you the moment lightning strikes near you, prepares you for your commute with road conditions, routes, and even cameras. With everything from pollen and air quality to severe storm risks, radar, and satellite coverage, WeatherBug prepares you for the unpredictable. Download the WeatherBug app, trusted by over 10 million users, today for free.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers three times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
I didn't realize the mic was touching my chin. That's not quite where you need it, right? Plug something. Up until March of 2020, we did our show first Friday of each month from the Omni, from Kitchen Notes. March of 2020, everything changed. We all know why. 2 years and change later, we're back. Beginning June, I believe it's the third Friday, first Friday of June, coming up next month, we will return first Friday of each month to the Omni. Been meaning to plug that. Should have plugged it the other day, but you know what? I talk about the Omni all the time because I love that place. Beginning next month, we are back at Kitchen Notes. So if you go in the main entrance and you veer to your right, that takes you right in to Kitchen Notes. Keep going until you get all the way to the back area, and that's where we will be. Always a fun time at Kitchen Notes. So that's returning. That is returning as of next month. Let me just go ahead while I'm at it. Commitments is December 13th and 14th of 22. I want to remind you, do not look up the date of the signing period. That's the 21st. We are not aligned with that date, okay? Some years it might be, but it's not the way we choose the dates of the show. That's too close. The 21st is too close to Christmas. I'm telling you what's going to happen. People are not paying attention, and there's going to be some people that get rooms or think that they're showing up on the 21st because that's when, and we're not going to be there. Don't be that person. Don't do it. Please don't do it. The 13th and the 14th is when we're going to do the event. 13th is the day before. We have the Bill King suite. We have all the fun and frivolity up there. And then the next morning we do the show. 5 hours right there in Bar Lines. The 13th and the 14th. Do not call yet to get your room either, because I won't have the rate for you. The way to get the rate, the good rate, is to click the link, and I don't have the link yet. And you know what? It may be a while before we have the link. It will not cost you a room. It will not cost you the rate. Don't worry about it. I got that under control, y'all. No worries. Yeah, if you call to get your room, they're not going to know what you're talking about, the people at the front desk. That will be futile. Don't do it. Now, if you want to make your travel plans, that's fine. You're safe there, but don't go ahead. I get people doing that too. They go ahead and get a room. Look, if you don't care about the rate, that's fine. Yeah, if that's not, but if you want to save, instead of paying $500-$600, and maybe, and I'm just throwing it out, maybe we get you $199, and I'm just, it's not my decision on the cost. I'm just throwing it out. Then if that doesn't matter to you, that's fine. But if you would like a discount, I think a lot of people like the discount part, right? Then just wait until we get the link. Please wait until we get the link. Okay, I'll take some calls. Let me go up to the 814 in Pennsylvania and say hello to our good friend Joe. What's up, sir?
Good morning, Mr. King. How are we doing this lovely Friday the 13th morning?
Doing good, man. I get excited. Now, I don't like the week going so fast, but all the baseball that's on later today, and the weather's good, so I love it.
Amen. And now we're in full swing, literally, a travel ball for my son. So I'll be heading down to the 724 just outside of Pittsburgh, and I'm firing the still up this afternoon to make some shine for that and my buddy's stag party this Sunday.
Now, let me ask you this. What age group is this?
So he is 11U right now.
Okay. So a couple things to observe. You've heard me talk. I want to hear just someday. Bleacher politics. I want you to pick out who's divorced, and you know, the wifey's over here, husband's on the other side. I guess they're exes. They're not speaking. The husband's already got the new one. She's a lot younger. Also, the politics of the bleachers, the bitching parents because little Johnny's not getting to play shortstop like we were promised, and also not getting to pitch. Just absorb all these good times you're about to have.
Oh, trust me. We've been in it for a few years now, so we've seen quite a few fair shares of all of that right now. That's why the sun calmed it down for me on the sideline.
Oh. I thought I would miss all that. I swear to God, all those years, I thought I would miss it. Sure. I don't miss any of it. And I ain't going back. I'm not. And if the grandkids someday, I don't have them, but if they start playing, it's going to be tough to get granddad out there. I'm just telling you.
Well, we got to divide and conquer, too. So the second, or my oldest daughter, too, she's in travel soccer. So my boss is going to Ohio. I'm going to Pittsburgh. But I got a quick story for you. A few weeks ago, my daughter, who does travel soccer, we went to Indianapolis, right? Oh, man, I experienced it. We're so soft as a nation, it's not even funny. So we get to the tournament. They go 2-0 on Saturday. Kind of like baseball, you're guaranteed 3 games, 2 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday, and it's normally a championship, right? Well, they didn't disclose to any of the teams, and in talking with some other teams we faced, there's no championship game. In the state of Indiana, if your kid is under 10, they cannot have a trophy. It's a state law.
So I had no idea. Indiana's not woke. I don't get – I'm shocked there. Wow.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I almost fell over. So, yeah, that was a lovely 6-hour drive, you know, burning the fuel. I know Jay, formerly known as JIV, would love me burning that fuel going back and forth, you know, 400 on hotel, you know, a couple hundred in meals, offered a little medal.
There is a rule, and it's any youth sport, any that if you're 10 or under, you cannot have a trophy.
That's what I was told, correct. And I seen it. They had to go to some table off the side here, pick out a medal. This is your participation now. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Nuts.
I have no words.
But on a happier note, while we're talking about all these adult establishments, we used to have one here in 814 called Candies, and their slogan was, where the whole wrapper comes off.
That's pretty catchy.
Right?
Candies, where the whole wrapper comes off. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man. And I know you were talking, I think, yesterday about a possible Michigan person talking. I just stumbled across, I know that Taylor Lewan started up a podcast. Yeah. I don't know if he's open for coming on at all periodically or not. I just downloaded the app, so I haven't listened to it too much. From
he's
him.
Had that one. He and Will Compton have had that one for a few years. And,
oh, have they? Okay.
Oh, yeah, and it's very popular. Taylor Lewan is not a keep up with the depth chart at my alma mater guy. You know him. He's not.
Yeah, right.
He don't care who's playing what. He's just dude's just living a great life. He don't. Last thing Taylor Lewan cares about is somebody's depth chart or who's recruiting who.
True.
You didn't see it. He had on, obviously, he's a Michigan guy. A year or two ago. And I'm going to, you folks who have kids in the car, deal with it. I'm about to say something here. They had on Mike Vrabel, obviously a Buckeye, the Titans coach. And here is Taylor Lewan's question. If you were told you had to cut off your right testicle to win a Super Bowl, would you do it? That was the question. And by the way, Vrabel said yes.
Yeah, he did.
That's that podcast. It's really good. I mean, I know people may question that particular moment, but that's what Taylor Lewan's into.
Okay. Well, thank you for the insight. Like I said, I just came across it myself, just starting to listen to a few of the podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. It's good.
It's good? Not as good as the Bill King show, obviously.
Well, no, but it's different. That show was not about football. I mean, it is a little bit. I mean, but it's just about pushing the boundaries is what that thing's about.
Yeah. And what's your opinion? So, you know, love or hate Harbaugh, I mean, he's a heck of a promoter. He brought Colin Kaepernick in for, you know, their spring game. And more or less, it was kind of like a tryout for him. He had all those NFL coaches looking, but that also feeds down the program that gives their players some exposure to the scouts as well.
Yeah, and I didn't read up on it. I just saw the Twitter stuff on it. But look, here's what I know about Michigan. Harbaugh reestablished the culture that he's about, that he couldn't establish for whatever reason, at least consistently until last year. My need here is to see him follow through this year with it, which I think he's going to do. I think he's found the right formula there. And if that's the case, then it's going to be a lot happier times consistently.
Amen. Parties will be much more enjoyable on the golf course for sure.
Right. Right.
Well, as always, Bill, great catching up to you, with you, and I'll be listening to you later on and catching up today's podcast on the drive down to Pittsburgh.
All right, man. Be safe.
Go Blue.
Appreciate it very much. Joe up in the 814. Kirkland down in Georgia. Bill, will Bryce Young's size be a problem this year with the questionable O-line? I think the O-line's fine. And now, we were talking about this the other day. Bryce Young is a short quarterback, and you do have some short quarterbacks that are out there. Kyler Murray is, 5'10"? But he's 210, okay? Bryce Young doesn't have the body to be 210, doesn't have the frame. I think it's hard to keep him around 190-ish. And I worry about that, regardless of the offensive line, which, again, offensive line relative to Alabama is going to be fine. But and again, I don't think it's because of a poor situation on the O-line. I just think that frame worries me. So from that point of view, I do think about that kind of stuff. I think about that with a lot of schools. I mean, what if Hendon Hooker goes down? Tennessee doesn't get to 8 wins, if that's the case. What if Tyler Buckner goes down, which he wasn't even there for the spring game for Notre Dame? I do. I think about that kind of stuff. Those are real scenarios. Clyde in Detroit. Bill, good morning. Happy Friday the 13th. I'm telling you, Urban Meyer is the rescue to Texas. Kevin made some great points about Texas, especially their trophy cases. I don't think that Urban's wifey, Shelly, is going to put up with any more. Let's go take the next gig. If he takes the next gig, look, let me put it this way. I don't think he takes another gig other than Fox. He's going back to Fox. But if he does, it's fantastic radio. I'm good either way. And if people want to call and say, hey, Bill, you said he wouldn't take another gig, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. If he takes another gig, then we're going to have a content to feed off of. I'm good. Jim in Ramsey, New Jersey, says he misses some of those travel ball days. He says, I'd make a vodka and lemonade in a big plastic cup in the travel ball days were the absolute best for him. He said, still friends with parents to this day. I mean, I miss some of it. I was telling somebody, I have seen so many. Jordan, by the way, lives in West Lafayette, says, Bill, that law that Joe was just talking about must be a new law. He said that was not the case when I was growing up in Indiana playing ball. I have seen parents try and fight. I have seen parents get mad about playing time. I've seen moms get mad because the coach screamed at her baby. I've seen the divorced couples that don't speak. I've seen the guy show up with the new girl. I've seen everything. One day in July, hot, just 100 million degrees. I saw something off. I'll relay that. I didn't know the music was about to eject me. Put me in the ejector seat. And I'm sure if you've experienced this, you've seen injuries too. People get hit. Get hurt, but I'll tell you one of the scariest I've been involved in, injuries. Parents fighting, everything else, but I'm talking about a baseball game injury. That was very scary. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Morning traffic's busy out here, but it's moving on 24 out through the Hickory Hollow area. All that traffic flow coming out of Rutherford County in and through Davidson County. It appeared to be a wreck on Briley Parkway at Brick Church Pike that was still being cleared a few minutes ago. Hopefully, they'll get that back open. Lots of radar out here this morning. Give yourself extra travel time. The Ripley's Family of Attractions is hiring, offering great pay. Check them out at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Wow, Linda, everything in your backyard looks so green and beautiful. What's the one over there?
That's a flowering dogwood.
And what about that one?
That's a star magnolia.
Ooh, and how about those over there?
Oh, those are the new May Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. With chances to win up to $500,000, they might be the greenest thing I've planned all year.
Don't just settle for a green thumb this spring. Go for a greener wallet with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Hey Nashville, Ray here from Run With It. Let me tell you about our sponsor, Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House. And with four locations in Bellevue, Murfreesboro, Spring Hill, and East Nashville, they're your home for the best gourmet pizza and craft beers in Music City. Join me on Monday nights at the East Nashville location for poker night. And if you think you know everything, try Wednesday night trivia at both locations. Gourmet pizzas, craft beers, online at boombozz.com. Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 63. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high near 84. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
Thank you, Louis. 12-year game, maybe. July, it's a million degrees. We're playing in Smyrna. And player on our team, stealing third. One thing you're taught, particularly if you're face first, stealing. And that's a whole different debate. So we can get into that another day. But if you're face first into third, you don't want to be, as you're sliding into the base, looking home. You want to be looking to the outfield. Why? Because if the throw is errant or somehow finds you, it's going to find your face. So we had a player, Zeke, slide into third. He's looking home, and the ball hits him right square in the cheekbone of the face. You can hear the thud. He is screaming immediately. A welt forms on his face immediately. His mom is screaming. She's getting up, running out there. It's chaos. Now, they got him to the hospital, and it wasn't as bad. Now, don't misunderstand. I'm sure it wasn't fun for him. But it wasn't any kind of cheek fracture from what I remember. He was going to be okay. Just needed some days, some rest, and let that thing heal. I've seen some awful things. I mean, whether it's behavior, whether it's injuries, whether it's parents, I told you, I've been in a place where one of the parents who's a 29-degree black belt, I'm just making it up, but just a crazy fighting guy, tried to fight everybody after the game. Mamas were going out there popping off to him. He was screaming at them. He was using, in front of the kids, every word you can use. GD, MF, I will kill you. Folks, Little League and travel ball, for the most part, is so jacked up and messed up. It really is. Let me get the Cosby Cattleman in here, as we've got about, we got about 3 minutes. We can squeeze him. He can get it done in 3 minutes. Yes, sir.
You have to do slide down that dinosaur kiss, Mr. King. Tony Vols is off to an early start this weekend, Bill.
Nice win last night against OU Herschel Walker.
Yeah, Blake Burns, two taters.
How about
on the leg
that?
Numbers.
Yeah, that kid, Blake Burke. Yeah, Blake Burke,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
That's a California kid.
Oh, wow.
He didn't go to Knox Powell, man. He came from, like, Berkeley or Brentwood, California or something.
Hey, Bill, where are you going to be set up for out there in Omaha on remote for Tony Vols in the College World Series? Have you got your steakhouse picked out yet?
I did it in 07. I don't know that I'll be back. But you're saying I need to go out there.
Yeah, well, we all know those gas bags following you aren't going unless Corbin's there. So I need you to get out there and rep Tony Vols for me.
I'll put it on the request list. How about that?
Yeah, could call Adam out here at the golf course, get the voicemail.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Get Adam
okay.
off the first tee. He's there right now.
He's not smart enough to send you and me out there to Omaha, Bill. That'd be some radio gold. Hey, speaking of that, Bill, you talk about these parents' baseball games a lot.
Yeah.
You ought to do a reality TV show on that. I trust your opinion on good entertainment. You know how to run a good show.
Yeah, that would be good.
You know, you got an iPhone, throw your iPhone on some 4K 60-second video, 60-second frame, whatever they call it, get us some high-quality video, and, hell, you got a new side hustle with, Joe and Kamala. You got to have three jobs, so maybe you got your new side hustle.
That would be watchable.
You know, I mean, I believe you. You talk about it an awful lot. All right, Bill, end of the show here, NIL. Why is Bama and Ohio State and Kirby doing all the squawking when they've been doing all the player purchasing over the years? Why are we supposed to be worried about Ima Leyva's NIL deal when that Blake Joker at Alabama's making seven figures playing quarterback? You don't think they want the party busted up? Four-team sport, nobody else is invited to the party. You think that could be it?
They don't want the peasants catching up with them. That's it.
Yeah, they want sorry competition, sorry women's basketball, as far as I can see, don't they?
Yeah.
Bama and Georgia in the SEC championship game for the next 20 years, huh?
Probably.
That's not great entertainment, Bill. Hang in there and watch out for Tony Vols. He's on at 5:30, 4:30, you have fake time over your way on the SEC network. You might see the Cattleman out there. I got a ticket. Later.
Okay. You're making me cough, man. Top Water Assassin, been listening for years, and you have the best voice in radio, but I have no idea what you're saying. Is it Kitchen Oats, Kitchen Notes, or Kitchen O's? I didn't know I was slurring that word. Kitchen Notes. The word kitchen and then the word N-O-T-E-S. I'll do better if I am speeding through that too fast. Okay, let me play like I'm plugging it. Beginning June 3rd at the Omni, we are returning our remote broadcast. Remember back in March of 2020, that was the last one. We are back there beginning next month, Friday the 3rd at Kitchen Notes. I didn't slur that one, I hope. Kitchen Notes. So he said, sometimes, Bill, it sounds like Kitchen Oats, like O-A-T-S, or Kitchen O's. Let me use the word Kitchen O's. We will be returning June 3rd to Kitchen O's. Is that what it sounds like? I'm glad you told me that. Yeah, Kitchen Notes. Hopefully I did better. Thank you for that. I needed that edit. All right, let's get the break here. Brad's coming up in about 15 minutes. Hold off about 12 minutes and then start posting your questions for Handicap. I'm the Nashville Hotel Kitchen Notes.
Morning traffic's busy out here, but it's moving on. 24 out through the Hickory Hollow area. All that traffic flow coming out of Rutherford County in and through Davidson County. It appeared to be a wreck on Briley Parkway at Brick Church Pike that was still being cleared a few minutes ago. Hopefully, they'll get that back open. Lots of radar out here this morning. Give yourself extra travel time. The Ripley's Family of Attractions is hiring, offering great pay. Check them out at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans. Or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
From the big game to the big dance, Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is your game day and watch party headquarters. Don't worry about entertaining guests and trying to feed everyone. Sit back, relax, cheer on your team, and let the Bar Lines staff take care of you. Grab a Bar Lines signature cocktail and enjoy some wicked deviled eggs. Or a Bar Lines double stack and finish it off with some Jack and Coke chocolate cake. Bust your belly and your bracket at Bar Lines. Located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive two free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the five local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Boy, do you guys know how to treat a lady. I'm an entertainer. I came out of the womb with a rim shot and a pratfall. And I'm not going to change. That's who I am. Wow. To me, it could have been a piece of poo-poo. It was paying my bills, baby.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Police officer in New York City. You've heard me talk about Danny. Many of you know Danny. Bill, what size shirt do you wear? I want to send you an NYPD football shirt. A few of my buddies who played at UCF, Syracuse, and Texas are on the team. One buddy in particular was recruited by your boy Herb Hand many years ago by Wes Bygod. Football team is raising money for their trip to San Diego where they're going to play the San Diego Police Department. I can get you a long sleeve. Yeah, I replied to Danny in the email. I'd wear that proudly, Danny. If they run big, get me a medium. If they run small, get me a large. I will wear that proudly for our good friend Danny. Without debate. Topwater Assassin in South Carolina. Bill, I kind of thought you were saying Kitchen Nose, but I wasn't sure. No worries. Glad you said that. Maybe I was saying Kitchen Nose. Maybe I was getting lazy. Lazy broadcasting words. Kitchen Nose. I don't think I was saying it that sloppy, though, was I? We'd have to go back and check the tape. Ken down in Georgia. Bill, this is my fifth day not working for the man. I used to listen to hour one of your show on the drive to work and then get the rest on the cloud. Now I can listen all I want. When the time comes, we're going to move. He says this because of what Kevin was talking about retiring in Charleston. Thinking about heading over there and gorgeous. Now, I've never been to Charleston, so I can't tell you from experience, but everybody that talks about it like it's just breathtakingly beautiful. So I'll take your word for it. Jeff, too, says, Ben, I don't know if you saw this, but Memphis is going to do a $200 million renovation on the Liberty Bowl. Yet came up at the top of the show, hour one, because Hawkeye Jason tried to trick me. He said, Bill, this Big 12 affiliation's really helping Memphis. I'm thinking, now, wait a minute. It's Friday. It's early. Memphis is not in the Big 12. Memphis has not been invited to the Big 12. Memphis would do anything. We were talking about Vrabel and Taylor Lewan and on their podcast asking Vrabel, would you give up your right testicle to win the Super Bowl? And he said, yeah. Memphis would give up their right testicle to join the Big 12. Okay? I'm just telling you. Anyways, Jeff 2's not the Big 12 guy. That was Hawkeye Jason trying to trick me. UCF got an invite. Houston. Cincinnati. Luke Fickell got an invite. So did BYU. They're joining earlier than expected, too, the Big 12. But, yes, I saw that. They're pumping up to $200 million in the Liberty Bowl, and they're saying the renovations should be complete before 2025. But good news for them. Yeah, that's good news. Liberty Bowl is a historic place. And I've been there a few times for games. Holds a lot of people, and it's, I'm telling you, man, that if you're in the media and you're in that press box, you could have the best vision in the world. It's forever from that press box down to the field to see what's going on. It really is. It is something else there at the Liberty Bowl. Brad's coming up here in a couple of minutes. Brad Power Sports. Allen in Tampa checking in. It's a picture. He's going over a bridge. I don't know. Allen, are you back? Or are you in Miami? Where's this at? Somewhere over the beach. Somewhere over the water, I should say. Down there. I think. Aren't you heading back to the beach houses? I think you are. Bubby, it's Kitchen Notes, home of the best brisket biscuit in the world. Yes. On several occasions, Music City Todd has the biscuit lady, that's what they call her, one of the cooks, one of the chefs, I should say, at Kitchen Notes, make brisket biscuits. It's a delicious country-style biscuit with brisket flavor in it. I'm just telling you, y'all, it is to die for. Last time we had it was when Rusty came into town. Rusty Manziel came in for the Georgia game. That would have been what, 2019? Georgia Dogs, help me with that. Wasn't that 2019? And quite a few of you came up and hung out with us at the Omni. Actually, in that broadcast, we did not do from Kitchen Notes. We did that one from Bongo Java. But they sent the Kitchen Notes food over to us. And brisket biscuits are, whatever you think they are, they're better than that. That's how good they are. there was really no actual brisket on the biscuit. It was the taste. It was smoked in. It was the... It was good. It was good. Anyways, Brad's coming up. Go ahead and post your question. Handicapping, gambling, all that kind of stuff. Omni Nashville Hotel.